What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Over in Israel, and I hinted at this at the top of the hour, there's been a bit of a development involving the third general election in 11 months. And neither of the two main blocs won a majority in the parliament. Now, Netanyahu was approaching Benny Gantz to form a coalition government, which would have left Netanyahu as prime minister. But there's been a development because apparently Benny Gantz has accepted a list of secularist demands from Avigdor Lieberman. And if they get together, they can form a coalition government, and that would leave Likud party and Netanyahu as toast. Going to be left out in the cold. And Netanyahu gets his day in court for all of his corruption charges here. Okay, the United States is getting ready to sell Pegasus tanker jets to Israel, which would allow its fighters to reach Iran's territory. State Department has greenlit the sale of 8 KC-46A Pegasus tanker aircraft, along with spare parts and supporting equipment, for $2.4 billion. If the deal passes the Congress, Tel Aviv can expect to receive its first jets in 2023. The State Department also noted that the aerial tankers will not only boost Israel's national security posture, but will also be of great help to the United States itself. All right, this one, and again, this is what the Palestinians have to live with. Apparently, Israeli occupation forces shot sponge-tipped bullets at two Palestinian children in East Jerusalem in two separate incidents. Both incidents occurred in Issawiya, which has experienced almost a year of violent harassment by Israeli occupation forces. According to Haaretz, 16-year-old Mohammed Adia was shot Monday while standing in his schoolyard, and his arm was fractured, which tells you the sponge tips really don't do all that much. 10-year-old Fazi Abid, meanwhile, was shot Tuesday while standing on the balcony of his home. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm still alive. I'm not sick yet.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm aggravated, though.
What are you aggravated about?
Well, I got a new phone plan. I got Verizon basically kicked me off of Verizon. It's kind of a long story, but I got T-Mobile, and then I tried to call in Republic, the call-in line.
Yeah.
I usually listen by phone. And they said that they charge by the minute now because it's like teleconferencing. Have you heard of them doing that? I don't know if they're starting to censor.
I hadn't heard about
you know,
that, but
call-in shows.
If it's a toll-free line, I mean, Republic Broadcasting is paying for that.
Yeah, because T-Mobile wants to charge us. And I called. They said, oh, yeah, we changed our policy now. It's a call-in, like call-in chat line. We charge a cent per minute. And I'm like, well, Sprint did not charge. But Verizon, I think, said I was violating their terms of service, too. And they wouldn't really tell me why, and that's why I canceled Verizon. But he kept reading the policy is all he would do about chat lines. So I don't know. Are they starting to censor the call-in lines or charge you?
No, they may be desperate for money in the tightening economy here. By the way, I just got a note here from our control room. We now have a working player on our webpage, and it's prominent on the mobile site. And actually, RBN does not pay for the listen lines. In fact, they pay us. Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and if it was actually you were getting some money and we call in and you were getting the cent per minute, but I don't want to pay the phone company just for the privilege of calling. But I actually did listen to the player online. I go to the website and then it will play for like 10 minutes and then I have to get out of the web page and then go back on and hit play again to like reboot the web page. Or it will just cut out on me as I'm driving down the road. And I don't know if that's a setting I have on my phone or it's like some company doing that or I don't know.
Well, if you're driving down the road, is it possible that you're hitting a gap in the cell coverage and that's disconnecting the line completely?
It could be, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. I guess first I was focusing on the call-in thing because I didn't know if there's certain carriers doing that, charging a cent per minute to call in. But yeah, I honestly don't think it's a break in the service because it seems to happen every 10 minutes. I'll listen, and then it will stop. And then I'll have to back out of the web page, basically refresh it, and then hit play again.
Well, so. I'm sure our technicians will look into that, see if there's an issue. In fact, I'm getting word from the control room. They're going to check out the player while driving and see what the problem might be.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Yeah, that's all I had, if you heard about that. So far, just a lot of closures and stuff about the coronavirus. But nobody I know has it yet, so we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That's it. Nobody has it yet. It's coming. Mike, for a grand prize of 100,000 gallons of Corona beer, who said we're in a big, fat, ugly bubble? In the presidential election of 2016.
Yes.
You know? Did you see the front of the Drudge Report?
No, I did not.
Holy crap, Mike. All these people infected, like the Marine and the Navy personnel, and in Italy. Did you see the video of the Italians? Because it was leaked, they were going to quarantine parts of northern Italy. Did you see that video of them rushing to the train?
Yeah, 16 million people are under quarantine in Italy right now. 16 million. And they, you know, almost half the entire country, and I'm sorry, 25% of the entire country is under quarantine right now.
Did you see there's also the video of the woman they had in like the sealed off chamber, bringing her off the plane?
Like no, I missed like that one.
Yeah, she's like in that incubator bubble. Like, holy crap, man. Like, you know, I don't think this is a joke, people. You know, at this point, and Mike, I was watching a New York press conference, and did you talk about this yet, where they're going to start selling their own disinfectant sprays and stuff, and look like hand sanitizer in New York? And I'm wondering who got the contract for that. You know, one of their cronies,
yeah.
I bet. But did you? But I was watching and you know, a 70-year-old has gotten the coronavirus. I don't know how bad it is, if it's bad at all. But I mean, this is not good. What's going on here? Throwing the economy, the oil thing, which has to do with maybe the coronavirus. I don't know. Isn't it odd how all this stuff's coming, Mike? I'm telling you. Something going on here now because it's all coming apart, right? It's all coming apart, and the coronavirus was that, like Peter Schiff says, we're in a big bubble, and all it needs is a little prick to burst the bubble, right?
Yeah, that may be it.
But
that may well be it.
But yeah, I see. Did you talk about they had that fight in Britain over the toilet paper? Why do people always go,
yes.
Like, you know, it's like, don't fight over the last can of, like, corn or something, you know? Got to fight over toilet paper. Like, you know, it's crazy, but you notice how people fight on Black Friday for that cheap $89 TV? And they also
yes.
fight over toilet paper now. But you see how people become animals, you know? Like, that's how quick... This is how quick your society breaks down, people. You know, like it's crazy. And yeah, then, I mean, I don't know. Did you see what also Trump tweeted? I don't know how long ago if this was true. He said that if the stock market ever went down over 1,000 points, the person should be loaded into a cannon and shot in the sun. Is that a true statement he made?
I'm not aware that he actually tweeted that, but then I don't follow his Twitter account.
Because
I probably ought to.
But it's crazy what's going on. Like, I mean, with the economy and stuff like now, I mean, we could have a, maybe we'll have 2,000 points up tomorrow. I don't know, I wasn't paying attention late this afternoon. Did they do any announcements with tax cuts or anything?
Not yet, they haven't. And, you know, it did end down over 2,000 points on the Dow.
Well, breaking news, plunge protection team tried to do something, but they got sucked in a toilet. Last seen floating off the East Coast somewhere.
Well, in the middle of the day, it looked like the PPT was trying to do something, but it didn't stick. I think people are just aware that, yeah, somebody was out there trying to manipulate the markets higher and start a buying spree, but it didn't work. And I think tomorrow is going to be a lot worse.
Yeah, man. I mean, and you know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. He was like, the oil prices are great for people. You know, you're going to get a couple cents off each gallon, but what about those people who got, they're in the stock market and bought commodities? like the Shell oil. Oh, my God, they're probably getting crushed, huh?
The oil companies are getting crushed. The cruise lines are getting crushed. Airlines are getting crushed.
And I'm trying to think of something else that I was looking up. And going back to the oil thing, what do you make of the oil? Can this be orchestrated by Saudi Arabia and Russia, like Putin and Bin Salman?
Well, it doesn't seem to be orchestrated. It seems to be a competition. It's a two-way race to the bottom to try and capture market share with lower prices. And the way they get the lower prices is they open up the valve and they just flood the market with cheap oil.
Well, what about the petrodollar? What happens to that if you got cheap oil? How does that work now? If it's cheap oil, is the petrodollar worth? Is that they don't? Federal government doesn't receive as much money though, right? Like if the oil price
That's
is low.
Right. That's right. The petrodollar is going to be worth less.
And that's pretty much all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the international news, apparently the U.S. Army is considering scrapping, or actually has scrapped, the $1 billion Iron Dome project. Army was planning to buy two more Israeli missile defense batteries and integrate the system into existing air defenses, but Israel refused to provide key codes to address issues of cyber vulnerabilities and other problems, and so the Army just pulled the plug on the deal. Meanwhile, the U.S. is going to provide additional military aid to Ukraine, including armed patrol boats. And members of Congress have been informally notified by the Defense Department's plans to provide $125 million in new military assistance. Okay, talking about the economic news. Saudi Arabia has started an all-out oil war, and Mohammed bin Salman is destroying OPEC by flooding the market and slashing oil prices. So, commodity world is still stinging, if you will, from the November 2014 Saudi decision to temporarily break apart OPEC and flood the market with oil in the failed hopes of crushing U.S. shale producers who survived thanks to generous banks extending loan terms and even more generous buyers of junk bonds. It nonetheless resulted in a painful manufacturing recession as the price of Brent cratered as low as the mid-20s in late 2015, early 2016. So it looks like we're heading in for a repeat of that, and it's going to get ugly. All righty. Another story, this one from Investment Watch blog. We are staring at the abyss of a credit crunch. The bond market is basically confirming a lot of death coming. Goldman Sachs cuts the Brent price target to $30 with possible dips near 20. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you too, and I'm in a bad mood, Mike, with the stock market going down so bad, and Dustin, again, fake news Dustin was right on with about the stock market. It really crashed. I was like, when I saw it first go down about over like 1,400 points, I was like, oh my God, and then they stopped the market, and there were a couple things I saw, like one thing was like down about 39%. And this wasn't like something kind of, well, it was something kind of related to gas, but it wasn't related to the, you know, the price of oil going down, because it's more like a pipeline. And they're only related to the volume. And yeah, well, the volume would go down a lot, I guess, because the people due to the coronavirus are not going to be driving a lot. Yeah, it'll be hit, but it's not going to be hit that bad, you know, compared to other stuff. So I got in there, and like an idiot, and I got in there on like a margin loan, because I'm a retired guy, I'm all in. And anyway, I got in pretty big, and I made a lot of money anyway. But I woke up, I fell asleep, I woke up, and I was only like half as good as I was before, you know, the time that I fell asleep. And yeah, it's very incredible. I mean, just seeing how low that everything has become. And they're like, they have so many great stocks that are making money, that are like now, like where the distributions or dividends are up to like 18 to 20%. It's really amazing. As far as the corona, I mean, like, how does that affect, you know, people? I mean, I'm sure, well, here, you know, as I mentioned last week, everybody is walking around in fear. I'm in fear. I stopped going to the gym as soon as I get my gym equipment coming in tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I'm off to traveling to my beach house and my son in Kyoto or this or that. But yeah, it's just a very strange, strange time, Michael. What are your thoughts, man, my man?
Well, it is a very strange time indeed. And, you know, obviously we're worried and we're very concerned about it. And, you know, how did the stock market do there in Japan?
Well, in Japan, it crashed too, like maybe over like 5%, but the Nikkei. However, the reason I'm up now is I don't understand the Japanese stock market. So, like, I invested in the U.S. stock market. So, you know, a whole time difference, you know. So I got into Holly Frontier Pipeline. And as soon as the stock market opened, it was like 12:50. And the day before, last Friday, was 20. And I was like, okay, I'm in, you know, get me in for some money. And then, you know, I sold like, you know, in the high 14s, you know, and I watched it go in the high 50s. And I'm like, okay, we're going to bed. I'll wait tomorrow. Trump is going to come out. The Fed's going to come out. They're going to say how much money they're going to sock it into the market and, you know, reduce interest rates even more and this and that. But and then I woke up and I was like, right, like a half an hour before the market closed, and it was like back down to like in the high 14s. So I'm like, you know, I better sell this, you know, because there could be even a better opportunity tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. You know, it's just like people are scared. And I think, you know, like I saw this one thing about the corona where this doctor came out. He's like, yeah, you know, yeah, a lot of people who are older that, you know, get it, they're dying. But we got this young guy that had it, and, you know, he didn't feel good. And then finally this comes in, finally with symptoms, and like 30 minutes after the symptoms, that he came in, he's dead. So this whole virus is even more serious than I believe that anyone has even thought about.
I would tend to agree. Anyway, James, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones to Ken in New York. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Do you know whether there's any question about the validity of the testing? I find it hard to understand how a good portion of Italy's population could be affected by this, when I thought it was supposed to be primarily Chinese.
They're not affected yet. They're merely quarantined.
Oh, okay. So they haven't actually been tested?
Well, some people have, and they've got a lot of people who've got the coronavirus, COVID-19, and they have had, I think, a few deaths now. But the government is moving to make sure that it doesn't spread any further. In fact, somebody just sent me a breaking news where apparently Italy wants to put the entire country under quarantine, which is going to hammer tourism and business. As it is, the areas already under quarantine represent the economic heart of the already fragile Italian economy.
Now, the testing doesn't give a direct, a correlation? It's like something secondary to looking at?
Well, my understanding is they're using what's called a PCR test to try and identify a genetic pattern that corresponds to that of the virus. They're probably also using some antibodies tests right now because the CDC's initial tests were all botched. A lot of places are basically coming up with their own tests, and I would assume they're probably using different methodologies.
Right, but there's no way to directly view the virus except the if you're using a scanning electron microscope, you're viewing a dead. It kills the virus, doesn't it?
Yes, it would. It could all could actually tear it apart, so you're making identification difficult. But no, it would take too much time and cost too much to test everybody using a scanning electron microscope.
Yeah. And the only, as I understand it from what I've read, the only person that was ever able to view live viruses was the Royal Rife.
I believe you're correct.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Ken. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So we're looking at this story coming out of Mint Press News. Big banks are calling for Wall Street deregulation to fight coronavirus. Oh, the virus is messing up our markets. We must have, you know, more regulations taken away here. Well, deregulation of Wall Street is how we got into this mess, going all the way back to when Glass-Steagall was repealed, which triggered the 2008 meltdown. And now we're on the edge of another meltdown because Wall Street is not being regulated and Wall Street cannot regulate itself. That's the historic truth here. And so the Bank Policy Institute released a set of proposals, the most important of which recommended that the Federal Reserve lower capital requirements to zero. This would mean banks could lend an unlimited amount without having any assets or wealth to back it up. In other words, local banks would now have the power of the Federal Reserve to create money out of thin air. It also advocated relaxing the so-called stress tests that force banks to show that they can withstand economic shocks. That's like taking the seatbelts out of your car. Okay, another story, this one coming out of Zero Hedge. Physical gold will soon break free from the paper market in spectacular fashion. I would love to see that. And I'm sure everybody who's invested in the physical metal would like to see that as well, because that paper market is used to keep gold prices down. Every time it looks like gold is about to take off, there's a flood of paper contracts that hit the market and drive the price back down. And the London Daily Gold Fix is calculated by taking the precious metal prices and the paper contract prices, which are being oversold, and blending them together to get that new lower number. But the reality is there's a lot more contracts for gold out there than there is gold to fulfill them. When the contracts come due, the holders of the contract are offered the cash equivalent of the gold, you know, plus a little bit of vigorish on top of that to keep them quiet. But gold has surged 7.5% in a week because of the coronavirus panic. People are looking for a safe haven. I think people are going to be taking advantage of that. Over in Lebanon, they've announced a first-ever default on their Eurobonds to the tune of $1.2 billion. They announced Saturday it will default on its Eurobond debt for the first time in its history. And the country has seen a recent change in government, banks opened for merely about half of the past few months, strict controls on hard currency, withdrawals and transfers abroad amid a liquidity crisis, a plummeting Lebanese lira since October, a run on dollars and crushing public debt, which has lately blown up to nearly 170% of its gross domestic product, now about $89 billion. Prime Minister Diab confirmed in public statements the bond payment of $1.2 billion due today will not be paid. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, but we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking about the economy. Now, apparently, Chinese property developer Oceanwide is trying to get rid of its mega money pits in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Manhattan. They're willing to take a loss, but even at the discounted prices, they're having a hard time finding buyers. Businesses in China are struggling against the coronavirus, and a lot of them are thinking of invoking the force majeure clause in their contract, which says circumstances beyond their control, like war or natural disaster, allow them to evade certain contractual obligations. But under Chinese law, that may not be as easy as it sounds. Okay, over in Georgia, this is a good story. This is an up story here. There's a small community-based restaurant in Georgia, and they have this little thing called the Giving Board. Got a sign on it saying, just take it, no judgment. It's basically supplied by donations, and it offers food and drinks to customers in need of a little bit of help. And, you know, we look at the enormity of the things that are going wrong with this country, with the economy and the coronavirus and all the wars and the political corruption and the insanity in our election system. And sometimes we forget that all of us working together locally, just a little bit of help to feed the homeless, to feed the hungry, that we can make a difference. And so for the owners of this restaurant, you know, little tip of the hat. They're doing a good thing there. All righty. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials conducted raids on three residential buildings being used for a birth tourism scheme in Southern California. The buildings were being utilized by a birth tourism ring called UN USA Vacation Resort, and the entity charged pregnant foreign women around $50,000 in return for shepherding them through the U.S. visa and immigration process with the understanding they would exploit America's birthright citizenship laws to ensure their children would be U.S. citizens. We just lost our video feed for some reason. And Mike, can you still hear me? Okay, well, I'm going to keep on going anyway. Okay, we've had a little bit of a problem. I don't know if I'm on the air or not yet. Let's see. Okay. Okay, all right, so I'm still on the air. Okay, so here we go. We talked about this before, but since this is the part of the show where we talk about immigration here, Turkish police are using drones to organize tear gas attacks on the Greek border guards. And they're using these drones to organize attacks against Greek security forces tasked with protecting the nation's borders from thousands of migrants attempting to illegal cross on into the country. And as we mentioned before, a Turkish armored vehicle pulls down the border fence to allow the migrants to just flow into Greece. This happened on Friday. Now, people smugglers are now running a discount operation. They have slashed the price to 13 euros per migrant, claiming that Erdogan gave them instructions. Apparently, they're openly operating on the Greek-Turkish border. And the prices have dropped to 13 euros per head. Well, heck, even I could afford that. Okay. According to Prime Minister Orban's advisor, 130,000 migrant invaders are on the Balkan route. This is according to Georgi Bakondi, National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister. This was also announced on the radio last Friday. Trump has finally announced a crackdown on the sanctuary cities. Bolstered by the Supreme Court decision, the federal government is going to be withholding funds. I think it's long, long, long overdue. Now, the head of the Swedish Democrats goes to the EU-Turkey border to try and halt migrants before they set out, saying Sweden is full. Sweden's had a huge, huge problem with the migrant population, increased crime, rapes, all kinds of problems. I think Europe is really about had it with this whole open borders idea. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I heard one of your callers today talk about the layoffs in the oil industry in the little Odessa area. And I know that all too well. As a young geologist, I was caught up in that back in 1986 in Midland. And I saw the industry decimated because the oil prices had fallen to $5.50 per barrel at that time. And it was driven largely by overproduction from Saudi Arabia, which was trying to drive American prices down so that they could take control of the American oil market. In the years since I returned to school and got a bit doctorate, I've talked with a lot of young geologists and engineers who ask me whether they should go into the oil industry. I tell them point blank, hell no. It's too volatile. You'll get all this education and then get deeply into your career. And the next thing you know, a swing in oil prices one way will end your career and you'll end up doing something else. So it's a rough industry to be in, and it's one I wouldn't recommend really anybody jump into right now. The volatility really arises from the fact that we really have no no assurance of stability in oil prices because it's an international market. And so I saw the devastating effects of an international oil market developing back in the 1980s. Glad I walked away from it. I consult for the industry, but I wouldn't go back into it.
Okay. Pardon me. Well, hopefully this oil war between Russia and Saudi Arabia isn't going to last all that long. If it drags on for a long time, there was even a commentator on Fox News earlier today saying that Russia wanted to crush the American shale oil industry, just drive it all into bankruptcy, which unfortunately, as that earlier caller mentioned, with the lift cost, they could do it.
Well, it's all too easy to do. I've done a lot of consulting for oil companies who are looking for water resources to develop their fracking operations. And as a result of the fracking methods that they use, the price of the lifting price is very high. And at this point, it wouldn't take much more than, say, a $5 drop in oil to shut off practically nearly all fracking or all production from fracked fields in this country. We've not had low lifting costs in this country for a very long time, ever since we just explored for and developed all of the big fields that had natural gas drive and water drive. And in the last several decades, we've had to resort to more aggressive methods of production, secondary and tertiary production methods, all of which drive the price per barrel way up. And, of course, that means that there's not much room for error in your pricing. So when prices get down to, say, even a $30 range now, they become uneconomic. When I was in the industry as a young geologist many years ago, $5, if you got down to $5, you know, you couldn't produce. So it's a tough industry to be in. It's one that's highly sensitive to economic conditions, and especially when you have international conditions with, say, Russia on the one hand and Saudi Arabia on the other, really trying to establish dominance in the market. American producers really don't have much say in the matter. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see the United States on its knees again in the not too distant future, begging for oil or buying all of its oil from foreign markets when we were in a perfect position here to do something with a sensible national energy policy to make sure that we wouldn't be beholden to OPEC countries, to Saudi Arabia in particular, or Russia or Venezuela. Venezuela's having a hard time right now for our oil and energy needs. We're right back where we were 35, 40 years ago. We've learned nothing.
Goldman Sachs is saying that oil prices could drop to the low 20s per barrel. I mean, that's insane. We're used to thinking $75 to $100 per barrel. And for it to be down that low, that's going to be a big, big, big problem for the American oil industry.
It will be. And in many ways, I think the industry has only itself to blame for this. And the U.S. government really has should bear part of the blame as well. In many ways, I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the companies that are under, they're looking for, they're looking at hard times ahead. I saw what they did to me and many thousands of my friends, my fellow geologists and engineers in the 80s. But I look at it now, and as I said, they've learned nothing over time, and politicians have learned nothing. And so, as I said, we're standing right back where we were, nearly 40 years ago, 35, 40 years ago, and they're looking at the same problems. Glad I'm out of it. Glad I'm nearly close to retiring.
Well, I hope we all have a decent retirement, because if the economy really tanks south, those Social Security checks won't be worth the paper they're printed on.
Well, I was looking at my investments today. I follow them very closely. And we're taking a beating, obviously. I see several things behind this. To me, a lot of it is just the panic button being pushed, and it's being driven by the media as well. And to me, it looks like there's just a lot of manipulation in the market. I see how things swing back and forth, and it looks to me like there's people are driving it down and then taking advantage of the low prices, driving it back up, and then selling off and then going back to lower prices. Whereas, you know, guys like me are caught in the middle. I have substantial investments, but they're ruining my portfolio right now. And they're ruining portfolios of millions of people right now. And as this thing goes on, the high rollers on Wall Street and the politicians who've got their heads shoved up their rear ends will not suffer one bit. The axe is going to fall, or the hammer is going to fall on the backs of people like me and across the country. We'll end up being squeezed, and they won't. So if there's some, you know, if I'm feeling some anger right now, a lot of anger, it's because I look at this and I think it's a game these guys are playing. They know that they're not going to lose. We will lose. They're going to walk out ahead of this thing. They'll come out smelling like a rose. But those of us whose portfolios are, for, you know, reasonably substantial compared with the average guy, are just taking a beating right now, and we can't do anything about it. So I'm caught kind of in the middle here with the people who invested well and did our best to make sure that we had, you know, good portfolios that would support us through retirement, and that we could pass on something to our heirs. And I see this happening, and I think, you know, this is just sinister. It's a sinister game these guys are playing, they don't care.
I look at Monday and Wednesday of last week and wondering if we're seeing a classic pump and dump strategy where they buy low and they sell high, and they're saying that something like $2.5 trillion has vanished from the market. Well, it's actually vanished from like your pocket.
Yeah. Well, what happens with a lot of people, and the way at least a lot of people get hurt here, Mike, is that they see prices going down, and they'll rush to their brokers and they'll sell, and so they might have bought at a higher price, but they're selling at a much lower price, and so now they're really taking it on the chin. The losses right now actually are paper losses.
Yes.
And if you learn to sit still and wait it out and don't panic, sell everything you got, and so that you'll get pennies on the dollar. It'll eventually come back, but you're going to have to tolerate this long period of time during which these jackasses on Wall Street and their politician friends in D.C. are going to benefit from the volatility. It just makes me sick as hell to see this. I wouldn't mind seeing some of these people swinging from lampposts. I despise them that much.
I agree. I absolutely. I'm looking at what's happening today, and I keep thinking back to that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street, and just, you know, it's just a big party for them.
Oh yeah, yeah. It is. They don't take these things seriously because to them it's all a big game. They know how to manipulate things, but the average investor isn't in a position to do anything like that. And if you're trying to out trade them, you can't do that because, you know, I don't have the automatic trading capability that they do, but they can manipulate things in a hurry, bam, and then before I can do anything, I'm lost. So my position is, okay, I'm going to sit still, and I'll outweigh you SOBs. You'll have to come back eventually. But how long will it take? I don't know. It could take a very long time.
Yeah, that's the big question.
Yeah, and I'm 68 now. How long is it going to take me to recover what I've lost so far? I don't know. It could take years, to tell you the truth. And I don't want to have to wait that long to recover that. Anyway, I look forward to seeing you again after your little hiatus here, and I hope you get everything taken care of. We look forward to seeing you again, Mike.
All right. Well, we're going to be restarting the system during this upcoming commercial break, try and get everything back online. So thank you for the phone call. and we're going to let you go. We have another caller waiting on the line, but we're going to wait till we come back from the commercial break. Apparently, ICE agents have snubbed the sanctuary city law and arrested an illegal alien as he entered the San Francisco courthouse. Well, great that they're ignoring that sanctuary city law. It's illegal anyway. You can't have a law that's based on a crime because it's all a violation of Title VIII. Apparently, Hulu has a documentary out on Hillary Clinton, which I have no intention of watching. And she calls herself there the most investigated innocent person in America. I have a feeling that Hulu is going to resent or regret the money they spent on this. Okay, we're going to take a break here. We're going to try and restart our little system and try and get our video back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the 7 seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a caller on the line, Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, you were just talking to Kelly about, you made a comment about if this happens, your Social Security check won't be worth anything anymore. Were you talking about a monetary reset?
I'm talking about the value of the dollar going down to zero.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, inflation. So that means all money's going to be worth nothing. Social Security's going to be worth nothing. And I get all my income from the government, or, you know, military retirement, the VA disability. And and a lot of people are wondering about the same thing. So you're talking about rampant inflation taking off, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the Federal Reserve injected quite a bit of liquidity into Wall Street last night to try and goose it up, but that didn't work.
Right. So that whole scam of printing money might be coming to an end then, huh?
It certainly looks like it to me.
So that will... How do you see a monetary reset? Do you think, you know, what are they going to do about that when that happens? What do you see as far as a monetary reset goes, or do you see one?
I think if the value of the dollar becomes virtually non-existent, there's going to be a horrendous crash, and I think people are going to turn on the government, and I think the government itself is going to be brought down, and then we have to just quick like a bunny form a new government to take care of the people of this nation and stop mucking about with the rest of the world. And the first item on the new constitution is going to be no more private central banks. You have a value-based, commodity-based currency, and that imposes automatic safety measures. You know, it prevents runaway inflation. I mean, all of the evils that we've had to deal with for the last century all come out of private central banking. Private central banking has ruined pretty much every country that has adopted it.
Right. But in order to take over the government, like you say, you know, a new constitution, all that, we got to be ready. And I don't see anybody getting ready. I know, is there anybody out there that anticipates this, that's got to be a real plan to come in? Because if there's not anybody like that, the evil people are going to take charge again.
Well, my feeling on that subject is that it's not going to be a case of taking over the government. It's going to be a case of the old government, you know, just gets on their planes for the Cayman Islands, and the American people, those who are willing to undertake the reconstruction, will just walk into our capital city and set up shop. I'm hoping it'll be done bloodlessly. It could happen like the Romanian Revolution. It could happen, you know, any one of a dozen different ways. I'm personally hoping for the bloodless handover of power.
So am I. But in the meantime, you know, the supply chains and everything's going to be interrupted in that case. Okay, Mike, I'll talk to you next time then.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for station identification. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.